I work on the Royal Man Report. It's a podcast for the Royals. But first, I wanted to give you a coupon to Go Chicken Go because we read online that you were a big fan of that. So what's your reflections on moving to the starting rotation?
It's exciting. It's not for sure. I still got to win the job, so I'm excited for spring training, and hopefully I go out there and pitch well and slide into the fifth spot.
One of our kingsofkauffman.com readers asked if you'd be willing to spend time in AAA this year in order to get the start, or would you actually rather be a reliever and spend all of the year in 2012 with the big club?
Obviously, you'd like to be in the big leagues for a whole year, but if it's going to help the team out, I'd gladly go AAA. If it's going to help us win more games, then we'll spend some time there and hopefully come up. Hopefully not too long, but come up. If I need some more time working on a pitch or something, I'd do that. And hopefully at some point in the year come up and do a good job in the rotation for the big club.
Now you've got a new pitching coach in Dave Island. Have you had a chance to talk with him at all and what the start of what he's trying to tell you?
Yeah, I've talked to him briefly over the phone. I met him in person too not too long ago. I think his big deal is just throwing strikes and getting ahead of hitters and just having a mound presence that you think you're going to win and make sure the other team has at least a little bit of fear every time they step into the box. So I think that's a good approach to take, and I'm looking forward to working with them.
Now, Jonathan Broxton will slip into what was your eighth inning role. What do you know about Jonathan and your impressions of that?
I think it's good for the team. I've watched him pitch on TV a bunch. I know he's got a great fastball, and he's been a closer in the past. So hopefully he does a great job in that eighth inning, and I think it's a good add for the team.
Now, we're big fans of Joaquin Soria on our podcast. You think his struggles a little bit are behind him now?
Yeah, I think after watching him on TV the last 3 or 4 years and playing with him last year, I think last year was more of a fluke than anything. I think he works hard. He's got great stuff. So I think next year he's going to bounce right back and be the way he used to be.
Now, looking back on the second half of the year, what would you say, what would you attribute your kind of second half slump to?
No, it's hard being in the big leagues, especially second and third time facing the same team. So it's just something I need to work on and get better. And just hopefully next year I can stay healthy and stay strong throughout the whole season.
I'll let you get back to your signing autographs, but as a big Mizzou fan, what do you think about their move to the SEC? And would you have liked to play some of that SEC baseball that's so huge?
Yeah, I would have loved to get the opportunity to do that. I actually was down in Baton Rouge with Lewis Coleman, one of the teammates, and he showed me around LSU's facilities and stuff. They're awesome. I think it's good for Mizzou. Honestly, I'd rather have Nebraska and Colorado not left last year and the Big 12 be the same as it was 3 or 4 years ago. But I think it's good for Mizzou. I don't think the Big 12 is going to be around much longer, so I think it's good they got into the SEC.
You just signed Brian Verdugo as another guy. We had him on the show a couple weeks ago, so you can have a Mizzou-LSU rivalry or a couple of bets in the clubhouse.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. Hopefully Mizzou doesn't get beat up too bad when they play LSU. So.
Growing up in Kansas City and growing up in Kansas and Missouri, and what's your reaction to Frank White getting divorced from the Royals publicly?
I heard he got let go or whatever, and it's disappointing. I liked him. I thought the times I did get listened to him, I thought he did a good job, but I'm not familiar with the situation, so. But I'm sad to see him go.
And we do want to encourage you to go ahead and get back on your Twitter and start updating that.
I'm not a big fan of Twitter, more than Facebook.
Hey, Aaron, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
I had an opportunity earlier today, as a matter of fact, to sit down with Lorenzo Cain, who is kind of the heir apparent to the center field throne at this point with the Melky Cabrera trade. Melky Cabrera traded out to San Francisco for the man you mentioned, Jonathan Sanchez. Sanchez comes over to really kind of become the ace over here at this point. Dayton Moore seems to be at least hinting publicly right now that this is his move in the pitching department. Now, I'm not saying that it's going to be, but that's what he's saying publicly at this point. And it really opened the door in center field, and there's a couple of different guys that it could be. But we talked to Lorenzo Cain a little bit about that earlier today, about who he thinks maybe is going to be there and what he thinks about the All-Star game. It is a pre-recorded interview, so we won't be able to get your questions on the air, but it's about 8.5 minutes long, and I did manage to get in some questions that Troy had for him, so we're going to play that for you now.
All right, I-70 Baseball Radio is now being joined by Royals prospect center fielder Lorenzo Cain. I believe he is in Florida and enjoying some sunny weather and making all of us here in the Midwest just a little jealous. How are you, Lorenzo?
I'm doing well. Just relaxing right now, and very soon I'm about to start working out.
Well, Lorenzo, one of the first things that we definitely want to talk to you about is obviously the news that broke last week of Melky Cabrera being traded. My partner on the site that helps out with the radio show, his name's Troy Olson. You guys know him as KC Royal Man, and you'll get to know him this year once you're up at the K. You'll see him. He's the guy in the cape that's out in the crowd. So, but Troy's a good guy, and he wants to know, I guess, from an insider's perspective, were you kind of aware what was going on with Melky Cabrera, or did you find out with the rest of us when the team announced it?
I found out, you know, right along with everybody else. I say when I heard it, you know, I guess it was definitely exciting, but, you know, I'm just pushing me a little harder, and I'm make sure I'm ready to go when the season starts.
Now, Lorenzo, you were kind of the big piece in the trade coming from Milwaukee for Zach Greinke a couple years back, or last year, actually, last offseason. A lot of people in Kansas City kind of seen you as being groomed to take over that center field role. Do you feel that that's where you're at right now? Has the team communicated that to you at all, or are you just going down to spring training to prove that you deserve a spot on that roster?
I mean, I always go to spring training, you know, fighting for a job. At the same time, I feel confident in myself that, you know, this is my that they're going to give me a chance and, you know, give me an opportunity to go out there and play center field every day. And like I said, I'm just trying to prepare myself and make sure I'm ready to go to, you know, just hold down center field.
Has that been communicated to you at all? Has the team told you kind of it's your job to lose at this point?
I mean, not really, but at the same time, I mean, they told me that, you know, just make sure I'm ready to go when spring training gets here so I can go out there and roam center field.
So tell me, hanging out in the cold weather and everything, or actually you're in the warm weather down in Florida. I understand it got a little cold down there this past week. But, you know, hanging out during the off season and stuff like this starts to happen. I mean, obviously you guys work out in Arizona for spring training. When do you start your workout regimen? When do you start thinking about actually getting back in shape or getting back onto a normal regimen for the season?
For me, I normally take a month off when I get home, but since I played a little winter ball this time, it got pushed back just a tad. But I normally, if I get all October off, I normally start in November, make sure I'm ready to go, start running, working out, and I really don't pick up a bat until mid end of December and start throwing in January. So that's pretty much my regimen for my off-season workouts.
Okay. How has it differed for you moving to the Kansas City Royals organization from the Brewers organization? Obviously, I believe they both work out in Arizona, but, I mean, has there been a different approach to the game in the Royals organization?
I mean, not much. I mean, like I said, it's a game of baseball. You know, I'm just trying to stay with my game. They like to really run over here, run a lot more than maybe the Brewers would, but definitely no same game. Just trying to stay with my game and just make sure I'm ready to go when it's time to step on the field.
We're affiliated with a couple of different groups out there, and one of the groups has a roundtable discussion. One of the questions that came up recently was, what player did we anticipate seeing at the major league level that we've never seen before in Major League Baseball in 2012 to really make an impact? Now, obviously, you know, we all hope to see you in Kansas City and to see you really producing, but you know the guys you play with on a regular basis down at the AAA and AA level. Tell me, is there somebody out there that you can kind of give us a hint that you see him kind of coming along with you and really making a difference this year?
Oh, man, it's tough. It's tough to, you know, make a point out one person, you know. But like I said, last year we had a really good outfield between, you know, David Lowe, you know, Dyson playing center. I played a little right myself. So, like I said, I mean, all those guys can come in and step in at any point, and I definitely make an impact. So, like I say, they can use the legs, run a little bit, make plays in outfield, and definitely can swing the bat. So, I guess, you know, all those guys can definitely make a big impact.
Lorenzo, when you sit down during the offseason, you start preparing yourself mentally for the season upcoming. Is there specific goals that you put in your mind? Is there, I mean, are you a numbers guy, or are you just a guy that really sits down and says, you know, this is what I need to do to be prepared? Or how do you prepare mentally for the game?
Oh, you know, I mean, just for me right now, just, you know, I'm not a big numbers guy. You know, I don't really set goals. You know, I don't really sit down and say I'm gonna try to hit 350 or, you know, hit 20 home runs. I've never been that type of guy. I'm type of guy just goes out, you know, make sure I put all the work in as possible, you know, hit defensively and like work real hard at all aspects. for my game, and then just make sure I'm ready to go. Like I said, for me, just make sure I'm ready physically, mentally, and that's just the biggest part for me.
Hey, Lorenzo, just something that kind of come off the cuff here but just came into my email box. It looks like Minor League Baseball has just announced that your manager at AAA of the Omaha Storm Chasers, Mike Trussell, has been named as the Minor League Manager of the Year Award, it looks like. Trussell is the recipient of, the Mike Coolball Award. So tell us a little bit about Mike Trussell and how exciting that is to hear something like that.
Oh, he's definitely a great manager. Probably one of the best managers I've ever played for. Like I said, he really cares about his players, and you know, all he wants out of you is effort and making sure you go out there and just give him 100% each and every day. Definitely a guy that I respect and had a great time, learning under while I was at the AAA level. So I'm really happy that he was able to win that award.
Lorenzo, you guys down in Omaha this year, I mean, you guys were kind of the talk of the Kansas City Royals organization, and it seems that the Kansas City Royals really started looking forward to 2012 and 2013, and really the fan base found an entirely new interest in AAA and AA ball. And then you guys go out and win the Pacific Coast League Championship this season. What was it like to be part of a championship team at the AAA level?
Oh, definitely exciting. And definitely a great moment for me because I've never really been a part of a championship team before. So definitely to get in and just show how much, to see how much hard work it takes to definitely win a championship. It's definitely a great feeling. And we had a lot of great teammates, a lot of great chemistry on that team. So it was a lot of fun. One of the best seasons.
Lorenzo, one last question before we let you go. Obviously, 2012 is going to be a big year for the Kansas City Royals. The expectations are a little bit higher than normal, but not just for the team and the franchise, but for the area as the 2012 All-Star Game is going to grace Kauffman Field and a beautiful field that it'll be on. Tell me what that's like as a player to realize that the Midsummer Classic, one of the biggest games of the year, is guaranteed to be in your stadium, in your front yard.
Oh, that's always, it's just extra boost, knowing that, that they're going to play the, our game there. And then, like I say, it's definitely a great feeling. It motivates you even more to want to be a part of that. So, like I say, it's definitely a great feeling. Like I say, I'm excited to see who gives a chance to play during that time. But like I say, it's going to be fun, and we'll just see what happens.
And we're going to see you in the All-Star game this year, right? I'll put you on the spot.
I'm working on it. We'll see what happens, but hopefully.
Well, we love to hear that, Lorenzo. I hope to get a chance to catch up with you just before spring training or maybe even during spring training. It's great to always hear from you guys, and we wish you the best of luck this year, okay?
All right. Thanks for having me.
So Lorenzo Cain, actually, some interesting points there, I think, with these young guys. Sometimes you can hear some confidence. You can hear some guys really try to work off and get into some things. And, we ask him, who are the young guys in the organization around you that you could see making an impact coming up? And the confidence comes out of Lorenzo Cain. And I got a confident feel from him, not a cocky feel from him, but a very confident feel of, I'm the guy that's going to make a difference. I'm the guy that's going to be coming up as a center fielder. So notice that the Royals have not told him that it's his job, but at the same time, he feels that it's his job because he knows that the block has moved kind of out of his way. So he'd appear in the All-Star game, and he kind of joked a little bit and was like, I'm trying. I'll do what I can. So Lorenzo Cain, tell me, Troy, you're the Royals guy here. We know that there's a couple of other guys in that hunt for the center field job. Everybody kind of assumes it's going to be Lorenzo Cain. Is he the guy you want to see in center field, or is it one of those other guys you want to see kind of win that out?
Well, let me put it this way. The guy that the Royals fans want to see is Lorenzo Cain. The guy that will be in center field is Lorenzo Cain. I have a soft spot for Mitch Meyer, but that ship has sailed. Mitch Meyer may not even be on his team next year, even though we have him for another year. I'm not totally sure what they're going to do with him. Most likely, you'll have Frank Gore, Gordon, and Cain in the outfield with Dyson as your fourth outfielder / pinch runner, which they love here so well to have that pinch runner coming off the bench. So that's probably going to be the breakdown for it. Cain profiles is probably a 6 or 7 hitter. not much higher than that. Some people were afraid that he'd take over the one spot, but Alex Gordon at one works so well, and it makes the first position so different for the Royals, because you do have a little power at one that way, but you also have good speed and a guy that's really smart on the base with a guy that really looks at balls well in Gordon. So Kane most likely will bat seventh. He should break camp as a center fielder, barring that he doesn't get hurt or anything like that. And, you know, I am happy to see Lorenzo Kane, because I know I always try to relate to these players and think, you know, how would I feel if I was in the same situation, you know, when you get upset with some of the things they say. And last year he was very annoyed with the trade because he was going to be the starting center fielder in Milwaukee. And when he came here, he knew that he was at best going to be a fourth outfielder and was pretty much going to have to start in Omaha on that Storm Chasers team. And I would be very annoyed if that was me. If I knew that I was in a position to finally live my dream to step out on a major league field as the everyday center fielder, only to find out that I'm going to go play another day in another year in AAA, I'd be pretty annoyed. So he took that pretty well. Showed a little frustration when was asked about it right after the trade, but I think I would have been in the same boat. Plus, he's 27, like the rest of the outfield, from what I understand. So seems to be a common number with the Kansas City outfield. Cabrera, Francoeur, Gordon, all 27. I believe that's what Lorenzo Cain is as well. So it's good to see a semi-young outfield out there, and we'll go from there. But, you know, I was happy to hear the confidence from him, and he is a confident guy, so that doesn't really surprise me. But, you know, like you're talking about for All-Stars, honestly, Kane doesn't have much of a shot of probably being an All-Star next year, just because the Royals are going to be fighting to have, if they have another season like they did last year and continued progression like they were showing, you know, there's legitimately 5-6 guys on this Royals team that could be all-star caliber guys next year, and which is crazy to think of. When in the past have you ever seen that from a Kansas City Royals team since, you know, the late 80s, early 90s at the latest, that you could really think of more than one player that really deserved to be an all-star, like this year with Alex Gordon not being an all-star, you know, truly being a snub and should have had it. You know, next year you very easily could see Gordon, you could see Francoeur if he has another year like he did this year. If Lorenzo Cain does get hot, maybe he gets in there. But the corner infields, both of those guys, Moustakas, Hosmer, definite all-star type guys. Alcides Escobar, with it being here, could definitely be a backup. I can't see really any of these guys getting voted in. Maybe Hosmer, because I think he's going to have that more national feel about him, that maybe he gets voted into the all-star game. And then the pitchers, you know, if Aaron Crow does turn it back around and have another first half like he did last year, maybe he finds his way. Soria, Billy Butler, there's all these guys that could be all-stars, and Lorenzo Cain is just going to benefit from that. This could really be the year for some of those bats to really show what they're made of. Butler's going to have plenty of people around him, so maybe we can finally see Billy Butler break out. Lorenzo Cain's going to be a big piece on this team really coming around, and I think the Royals did really well with getting him into the everyday. And Sanchez doesn't have to be perfect for this to be a good trade. He just has to be all right and help this team. And then from there, it's a good trade because you already have the center fielder in place. So it was great to hear from Lorenzo Cain. He's a very nice guy. Mike has actually interviewed him before for Kings of Kauffman before we had the show. We've never had him on the air with us, but he's always been very good to the bloggers. And so hopefully he'll continue that kind of attitude.